Governor Tony Evers will call for millions in clean energy job training during his budget address next week. It's Wednesday, February 8th. This is Wisconsin Today. Good morning. I'm Alex Crow. Coming up, Rich Kramer reports on the closure of four roads that run through tribal land. And Sarah Lear takes a look at the effects of the state's prosecutor shortage. Stay with us.
You tune into Wisconsin Public Radio for news you can trust, conversations that draw you in, and music and entertainment that make your day better. The largest source of funding for everything you value on WPR is listener support. Join the team that makes WPR possible. Become a sustaining member. Make an ongoing monthly gift and share WPR with your entire community. It's easy to sign up at WPR.org.
Governor Tony Evers will call for spending millions on developing Wisconsin's clean energy workforce during his budget address next week. As Sean Johnson reports, that includes $5 million per year on clean energy job training.
The funding is part of a long list of environmental initiatives from the governor, who will also call for new spending to help the state plant millions of trees. In a written statement accompanying the proposals, Evers said the plans would help combat climate change while providing the training needed to help meet the state's clean energy workforce needs. His budget will call for the creation of a new Southwest Wisconsin Green Jobs Corps, which his office says would help young adults facing barriers to employment find jobs in environmental and energy efficiency fields. Some of the governor's proposals could face a tough sell in the legislature, where Republicans have already said they think Evers is proposing to spend too much of a projected $7.1 billion surplus. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The Milwaukee police officer shot and killed while on duty early Tuesday morning was a four-year veteran of the department and a lifelong resident of the city. Officials identify the officer killed as Peter Jerving. He was 37 years old. Police Chief Jeffrey Norman said Jerving was shot while attempting to arrest a robbery suspect on the city's south side. The 19-year-old suspect, Terrell Thompson, was also shot and died at the scene. Norman says Jerving had received the Department Life-Saving Award last year. The officer received the award for working to save a shooting victim in dangerous conditions.
I was able to talk to his mother, who said that he was so proud to be an officer, so proud to be a Milwaukee police officer.
Jerving was the first officer killed on duty in the city since 2019. A dispute between title companies and the Lac du Flambeau Band of Lake Superior Chippewa has led to the closure of four roads crossing reservation land. As Rich Kramer reports, that's left some non-tribal residents unable to drive to and from their homes.
The disagreement goes back more than 10 years when easements granted by the tribe allowing road access through reservation land expired. The band blocked the roads last week after negotiations with the title companies broke down. Dave Kivitz's home is on one of those roads. He says it's like those involved are refusing to meet face-to-face and find a solution.
As long as everybody remains squared off in their own corner, it's going to go on into perpetuity. I don't see how this ends in a good way.
The town asked the tribe to delay the closures for 60 days, but the request was rejected. Area legislators have said the dispute is putting lives in danger and urged Governor Tony Evers to do whatever he can to help resolve the situation. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin has had five cases of toxic shock syndrome since July. The last time the state saw multiple cases at a time was 12 years ago. Toxic shock is a rare but serious bacterial infection. In four of the recent cases, the teenage girls affected had used superabsorbency tampons. According to the state health department, no deaths have been reported. The cluster of cases have been scattered across the state. Symptoms can include sudden fever, headaches, and low blood levels, but it can also lead to more serious complications like shock, organ failure, and even death. Dr. Ryan Wozniak of the State Health Department said there's no evidence that people use the tampons for longer than recommended.
The only commonality between all of the tampon-associated cases that we've identified at this point is that they were all superabsorbent products from different brands.
The agency encourages people to change their tampon every 4 to 6 hours.
You know you can count on WPR for news that's important.
music that makes your day better, and conversations that make you think. We hope you'll make a financial contribution to support the radio service you rely on, and in fact, we count on it. The single largest portion of our budget comes from listener support. If you're not a member yet, make a gift of any amount today at WPR.org. Thank you.
District attorney's offices throughout Wisconsin are struggling to hire enough lawyers. It got so bad in one Wisconsin county that the local DA said he had no choice but to resign. As Sarah Lear reports, the shortage is part of a trend which has been happening across the country.
For more than a decade, Kurt Klomberg served as Dodge County's top prosecutor. He says the county typically files charges in more than 1,000 criminal cases each year. This year, Klomberg was facing a crisis. The office's four assistant district attorneys were soon to be gone, in part because of retirements. Faced with few applicants to fill those positions, Klomberg, too, handed in his notice. He says there was no way for him to responsibly handle the caseload on his own.
I realized that that was going to cause me to probably commit multiple acts of malpractice just because I wouldn't have the time to properly address my cases.
The staffing crunch is a problem statewide. Close to 12% of Wisconsin's assistant DA jobs are vacant, and turnover is high. Klomberg and other prosecutors say low pay is largely to blame. Starting pay for Wisconsin's assistant DAs is less than $57,000 a year, while recent law school grads in private practice can make, on average, nearly $140,000 a year. Attorney Jennifer Tate says it's a big problem. The 36-year-old used to work at a private defense firm, but took a pay cut to work as an assistant DA in Milwaukee County. When it became clear she couldn't make ends meet, she took a second job hostessing at a restaurant.
I just kind of laid it all out there, and I said, I work full-time as a lawyer. I have three kids. I'm getting divorced. I'm going to have them half of the time. Here is when I'm available.
Now, the Wisconsin District Attorneys Association is urging state lawmakers to raise starting pay for both assistant district attorneys and assistant public defenders to more than $72,000 a year. It's part of the battle across the country to recruit and retain lawyers, some of whom have six figures of law school debt.
Wisconsin is not an outlier at all.
Melba Pearson of Florida International University is a civil rights attorney and former prosecutor. She says it doesn't help that local prosecutors have heavy caseloads and often can't work remotely.
This is happening nationwide. Prosecutors' offices in all 50 states, whether it be conservative jurisdictions, progressive jurisdictions, anything in between, are really struggling.
In Wisconsin, the state's Bar Association says a lack of experienced prosecutors, coupled with the shortage of public defenders, is so bad it's approaching a constitutional crisis. Many courts are still wading through a post-pandemic backlog, and some attorneys just aren't available. That's often caused frustration for victims, and in some cases, forced people accused of crimes to wait longer in jail. And Pearson notes overworked prosecutors have less time to weigh life-altering decisions, like when to charge someone with a crime and what to recommend for bail.
You may end up in a situation where you're more likely to plea a case out just because of the fact that you have too many cases and it's just not possible to work up each case the way it needs to be.
In Dodge County, they're working to resolve the problem. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has appointed a new district attorney, and retired prosecutors have been helping out part-time. But staffing is still uncertain. Like so many DA's offices, Dodge County is pleading for applicants. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
That'll do it. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers are John Davis and Bridget Bowden. You can catch us wherever you get your podcasts every weekday morning, and you can get more news anytime at WPR.org. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.